The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
Still makes me laugh.
I know, me too.
So you couldn't stay up late last night, huh? I mean, overtime started just after midnight Eastern time.
I'm glad I didn't stay up late, actually, because I was rooting for Georgia, and I don't want to stay up to watch Alabama win, so it didn't really matter to me, you know? I was in bed really early, way before that, maybe before the fourth quarter, actually.
So. Yeah. The second half was amazing.
I mean, Nick, I heard, yeah, but it's too late.
How late was it? Marcus Mariota came in. Took over.
When did it go over? When was it?
Overtime started just after midnight Eastern, and I think the overtime took about 20 minutes.
So 11:30 or so, yeah. So everything's over.
When did they tie it up? Late in the game?
Yeah. Yeah, late, and then they had a chance to win it in the last second on a kick. And it's funny, for all the great players that Saban gets, he never has a kicker, man.
Rich Eisen tweeted that out early when he missed one, and I just said something earlier in the show about that. And that makes no sense.
Because
kickers are on scholarship, too. So you just pick the best kicker in the country, and they'll come to Alabama.
Yeah, why would you want to go to Bama?
Yeah, so I don't get that either.
I've never understood that, man.
But it's funny that you're right. Every time they make one of these big games, they go, well, their kickers, you're Alabama. Get a kicker.
Yeah.
Well, he had plenty of quarterbacks because he benched the one that played all year and put in a true freshman, Marcus Mariota, who was amazing, actually. You know, I mean,
he was.
For the context of the situation, he made play after play, and my gosh, I mean, it makes me think of why teams like Bama, Georgia, Clemson, you know, specifically a lot of schools in the SEC. Look, okay, so other universities in college football get pretty excited when they got one freshman that can make a play and comes in and he makes a splash and plays all year. Alabama and Georgia were unleashing freshmen last night that hadn't really played this year and were making huge plays in the national championship game. And it was a high level. I mean,
things are going to change. No, they're not.
No, anybody
kid yourself. Why? I don't know why.
It's the cream of the crop. The
warmer weather, better. I mean, just everything about those areas is amazing.
It's hard to see it changing.
It's not going to change.
Geography is going to factor.
You can wish
it
up all you want, but it's not going to happen.
Saban's going to have to leave before something changes there.
But they'll dip again, you know, and somebody else down in the South will
down the South. Right, LSU will come back up.
The depth down there is just too much. And you know, I watched a little bit. You know, they always got like 8 million different ways to watch this game, you know, because it's on the ESPN family.
Oh,
so they'll fill up every network with whatever you want to see, right? And on ESPN Women or whatever, I mean, it was the one they buried, and it should be, I think it should be on the deuce.
ESPN Women. What was it?
Well, they do it every year. They've maybe third year of it or so, but they had six head coaches just sitting in a room watching the game like on a film cam, and then they were rewinding the play right away and doing reviews. And it was interesting, especially at like the end of the first half, just hearing these guys talk about stuff, like how they make their decisions, how their game planning works. And then like when
six current head coaches.
Short of Kevin Sumlin, who's out of a job.
Right.
But it was like Mike Gundy's hair, David Cutcliffe from Duke, a couple other guys. I just thought it was interesting to get coaches' live reaction watching two of the best teams in the country play. And it was on ESPN Women.
Were they showing the screw that guy. They say stuff like that. They say, screw him.
They should have thrown Lane Kiffin in there.
Nobody wants to hear what he says.
Yeah, I don't know if I get that channel, ESPN Women.
I don't either. I get all of them, though. Everyone wants to have it.
I thought somewhere.
I did read last night. They said ESPN had 125 cameras operating at that game.
Wow. Man. And they had them on the down distance markers. They had them everywhere.
Yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense. I don't know why they should have that on the down and distance marker in the NFL.
Oh, because we don't have enough money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
What? Like, why not just put a chip in the ball and GPS? Right. Like, all right, yeah, they got 10.14 yards right there. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
Yeah, those GoPros are expensive, so we can't have those in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah. They want a sponsorship. That's why.
Right. They had ref hat cam.
Really?
Yeah, they had some of the refs had cameras.
Does a guy forget?
Goes
in, take a whiz, looks down his zipper, sees his junk right on the camera. Think about that, Cleet. Next time you're peeing, and you got ref cat.
Right. Turn ref that camera off.
You walk in, let's go live to Cleet. Oh, he's whizzing. There's his junk on national TV.
Hey, hot riff.
Hot junk. Sorry to throw you under the bus there, Cleet.
That might have stuck to the tape, you two just.
That might have.
I think he gets his assignment today. That's what game he's working this week.
If he gets a game.
Yeah.
He should. Jeff Triplett had one.
Oh, he's horrible.
Right. And awful.
Yeah.
He's done, too, reportedly, Jeff Triplett. Now, I've been at a few big-time events where the President of the United States shows up.
Yeah, I was at College World Series.
And that's one I was at.
2001, he showed up.
It was a complete debacle.
He showed up when he was retired once. Yeah, but that was a debacle there.
Yeah, I mean, because Secret Service has to clear everything. And, you know, like, they got to make sure it's all secure before they let people in. So last night, you know, there's tens of thousands of people trying to get into this Mercedes
in the rain, and they're booing him because he shows up, and they got to wait.
Apparently, like, it's not easy to get into that facility anyways, which is weird since it's brand new.
Right. You think to him, yeah.
But so there's tens of thousands of people just waiting, and a lot of them didn't even understand why they're like, why can't we get in? Just standing out in the rain.
Well, because of him.
And he didn't even want to see the game. He just wanted to see Kendrick Lamar.
He left at
That's
half,
I heard.
Though.
Yeah. Well, to go see Kendrick
Lamar.
Go to
the parking lot to see Kendrick, right?
Sure.
Yeah. It looked like when they – did you see when they introduced the president? And then
I missed it, but everybody says he booed him. What? Is that the story?
No.
Had some cheers.
I mean, those are the two states he won.
Oh, right? He wins those states.
Bama and Georgia?
And you get white college football fans, right.
Yeah.
I liked what the Alabama guy said in the hallway, though. That's why I was rooting for him.
Yeah, Bo Scarborough, running back.
Joe Scarborough's son.
Threw an F Trump out there, loud and clear. I thought it was, I don't want to call it disgusting, but it was like, it really looked like some North Korea propaganda to me.
Of course it is.
Because for all these times I remember presidents at events, I never remember him being introduced, and then we had to watch him walk. From the tunnel to, like, the 40-yard line.
I couldn't have watched that.
It was like a military display in North Korea.
Oligarchy's crap. I can't watch that.
Did not like it.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar. He left the halftime.
Just a bunch of haters.
Yep.
Well, if he's there and nobody knows he's there, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they show him.
He needs the adulation.
He's just walking out with military on each side of him. Like, you know, I was waiting for the tanks behind him.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just... man. Kendrick Lamar was as impressive.
What did he say? Did he do something political? I heard he did something political.
I didn't notice anything. Yeah, but he's against Trump.
He was a big Kaepernick guy.
He's against him.
Yeah.
If he did anything, it was kind of underhanded. It wasn't obvious.
He did. He premiered. I believe premiered, but he put out. He did his new song. That has to do with the movie Black Panther.
So what, people are reading between lines or something?
Okay, got it.
Oh, that's right.
That's his own way, right?
There was the Black Panther trailer, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was he high? We know those black guys can't smoke dope without going crazy.
He was not.
All right.
His pants were. He had some,
yes.
He had some high pants on.
Yeah.
Got the new look now? Old mom jeans?
I'm in.
Did he high mom jeans on?
He had some Dickies on.
Oh, really? I missed that.
Pulled up. Now, back inside this Mercedes-Benz, this super stadium, this $1.6 billion
place. That place looks so cool, man.
So it's tough to get into anyways, and then the president made it even tougher. People waited for an hour, and then during pregame, you know, it's raining in Atlanta, and people started noticing is that a waterfall? There's a leak. And apparently there have been leaks with this thing. It's supposed to be a retractable roof.
Yeah.
And then in October, they decided, oh, my God, it's leaking every time we open it. No more opening it. We'll fix it after the college football playoff game. Well, then it rained, and it was leaking onto the wheel.
I had my car service last week, and they charged me a bunch. Am I fixing that? Right. Is that why, to fix after 7 years old, when you get your car looked at, if it's a certain type, they have to pay for new stadiums?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yep. That's
Jesus.
Well,
they got their name on the Superdome, too.
They do.
Yep.
They got both of those.
$1.6 billion stadium. Apparently, they have $600 mil over budget, and it's leaking. That's too bad for them.
Yeah, it looks like a cool stadium. It really does.
It really does, yeah. I remember former Baylor head football coach Art Briles.
Oh, yeah.
If you were heading to the American Football Coaches Association convention in Charlotte today, Unfortunately, Briles was supposed to have a session there at the conference. It's been canceled because of, quote, concerns. Now, Briles was set to speak in a session titled How to Cover Up Multiple Rape and Sexual Assaults at a school that covered up a teammate-on-teammate murder.
Oh.
Well, that's the name of the side.
That was his session.
That's the one I'd go to. It'd be the most interesting one, at least. That,
well, I thought it was going to be the most beneficial for all the coaches, but apparently they canceled it.
He's qualified to speak.
Right. Yeah. Pretty specialized seminar, but necessary. Perhaps.
I mean, if you want to go to the source of how to do that, it is Art Briles is the guy. Now, he's supposed to talk on game management, but apparently people were looking at the multiple rapes he covered up and said, we better not.
At a good Baptist university. Baptist, they just regular Christian there, if you're what they are.
That's Baptist, I think. Yeah,
good Baptist university that Baylor is, right?
Yeah. Waco's a pretty cool town, actually. But yeah, so Briles not speaking at that convention. Some birthdays today. Bart Starr, 84 years old. 84 years old.
He's got to be on the draft board, isn't he? Because he's in bad shape.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah. He's not traveling anymore.
Oh, he isn't.
They said this last season he made a trip to Lambeau, and that was going to be his last trip to Lambeau.
Where does he live? Somewhere down south. He's an Alabama guy, right?
Birmingham, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Dick Enberg would have been 83 today. He just passed recently, over the break. Muggsy Bogues, 53 today.
Oh, Muggsy.
And Chad Johnson, the
let's play who's taller,
Ocho
than Muggsy Bogues.
Well, that's where I was going to go.
Bogues
who's
is
taller?
The shortest. Who's the shortest?
Is he like 5'4"?
Five tree?
Yeah,
five three.
Yeah.
And I won't ask you who's taller, Bart Starr or Chad Johnson.
Muggsy Bogues is in that.
Because they're tied.
I believe it's Muggsy Bogues, yeah, because he was one of those Maryland guys, right? Maryland high school guys, Baltimore guys.
Was he? Okay.
Is he in the Baltimore boys? That particular 30-30 about the teams from the early 80s, that one high school in Baltimore.
Not sure.
Muggsy Bogues is on that team. Yeah. Pretty amazing. 5'3".
5'3".
Yeah.
Yeah. NBA.
Yeah, he is a Baltimore guy.
Yeah, that was it. It's a great Baltimore boys. It's named the 30-30. Check it out. It's really cool.
This day in 1962, the NFL prohibited the grabbing of the face mask. Finally.
They could do it before then.
Yeah, they introduced the face mask kind of 1962.
Okay.
So the face mask has been around for only about for a while.
Maybe five to seven years. And a lot of guys, there are still some guys who weren't even wearing them yet. It wasn't necessarily mandatory. It's just a single bar thing.
And they realized it was a handle.
Right. How about that?
Previous to that, you had to grab their nose.
Yeah.
Hook them like a fish. And then this day in 1977, Todd, they're a third Super Bowl loss in 4 years, the fourth in the 70s, the Vikings lost to the Raiders.
You got them back this year, Todd.
Yeah, I remember that game.
Yeah.
I believe that was in Pasadena.
You're correct.
Well,
was that John Madden's? That was John Madden's.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Madden.
Yeah.
And today in 2018, the Raiders are going to announce John Gruden as their head coach. He's in a great spot, really, if you think about it, because if he goes there, well, first of all, $10 million a year puts you in a pretty good spot.
And going to Vegas in 2 years.
Yeah. You know, and if he wins and he decides he wants to stay, he can. If he wins and decides he's had enough and wants to go fish, he can go fish or go back to the broadcast booth.
It's guaranteed contract, isn't it?
Yeah, coaches are.
Even if you quit?
If
I don't know about the language of that.
The language means you probably get paid off.
Supposedly, this thing is really backloaded, too. So on the backside, it would be more like $15 to $20 million a year. But even if he loses and it doesn't work, guess what he does? He just goes back to the booth.
Sure.
And life is fine, man.
But he kept ducking it.
Man, they're going to give him more than a year. Come on. They're going to give him a bunch of time.
They
gave him a 10-year
deal.
They'll
give him Vegas. Yeah.
Sean McDonough brought it up. He just kind of ducked it.
Well, he had to.
Well, it's not official yet. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Though he'd been hired.
Yeah, but he knew. Yeah, he actually
already. Yeah. And Bill Belichick, despite all the reports, says he'll absolutely, except he said more like, oh, absolutely, be back to coach the New England Patriots last year. People have been saying he wants the Giants' job. He used to work there with Bill Parcells, maybe the Browns' job.
I don't think anything comes out of that
vitalize
camp.
Them.
They just tell you. They tell you what they want and tell you. That whole camp does.
Yeah, and Tom Brady, this is the original. So Tom was talking about Jim Gray. He does that radio interview with Tom Brady, and it's always just this big, so Tom.
That's
it.
By the way, so Tom has become the word because we had a guy tweeted out some Tito's vodka the other day, and it said his wife got him some Tito's. Hopefully, I'll get her a little drunk and I'll get a so Tom. That was it, and I retweeted that. That's just become the term now.
Well, we got an email just this morning from a sad Georgia fan who said because he was sad, he got some sympathy, so Tom last night.
Really? Man.
So Tom. So, Tom.
Sympathy show, Tom.
So, Tom, what do you think of all these reports? Jim Gray asked him, you know, about everything. And you can imagine where Tom Brady took it. He sounds more and more like Tim Tebow these days.
Oh, he does, especially when he's in front of people.
Well, Jim, we're just all there to do a job. Yeah. I just want to help the team. I think our relationships around this year are so positive.
His postseason records, though, are amazing. He'll play his 35th career postseason game. Nobody's even close to that. Pass completions, yards gains, 300-yard games, touchdown passes. There's nobody even close.
Nope.
And the active
guys.
Sure, but even the active guys are like – and Roethlisberger's played in a lot of playoff games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's not anywhere near the stratosphere what Brady has done statistically in the postseason, which I was kind of surprised at. The Panthers are going to try and lie about this Cam Newton thing, which is kind of interesting that they're going to lie because their lie is actually illegal too. Because they're saying is Cam got hit. He got smoked. You can't see anything hit him in the eye.
No, you don't. I looked at it again yesterday.
And
his helmet didn't get crushed his eye.
He's trying to jog off the field, and he can't get there. And he takes a knee, which on this new concussion protocol, which is in effect, that immediately removes him from the game. He's supposed to go right to the locker room at this point. They did not do that, and they're saying they didn't do it because he knew he was going to have to leave the game for a play.
Yep.
On 3rd and 17, because his eye
he left the play anyway. He left for that play. Either way, right.
But he was trying to give. They say he was trying to give Derek Anderson time to warm up.
Is that why he stopped?
That's why he stopped. Is what they're saying.
You can lie all you want. No, they'll get away with it because it's just there. It's hearsay.
Sure.
Handed off. He didn't need to warm up.
No, he threw a ball. He got knocked down.
It's 3rd and 17. Yeah.
Got me a nice play.
And the New Orleans paper had a pretty funny headline, actually. It's sports nerd humor, but it is good.
Yeah, I saw
that. The Panthers already have a new owner, the Saints.
The Saints
swept them this year.
Yep. You got to feel sorry for the Saints, Craig. They hit that hurricane years ago. you're rooting for the Saints this weekend, are you?
Yeah.
Now you're fighting with the Saints bandwagon.
What? Yes.
I wonder why.
Oh, absolutely.
Because of the hurricane. Tell them because of the hurricane. Say it's because of the hurricane.
I feel bad for them. Absolutely.
No,
they're still struggling down there.
He's right, man.
I decided that I hate Sean Payton.
That's fair.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm down with that.
He's kind of a smug ass.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hires headhunters.
Yeah, he was the guy that went. Yeah.
That's right.
You got to replay that game.
Tries to trip people running off the field.
But Craig feels sorry for the people.
He's my favorite coach this weekend.
I do. They need this.
Set him down for a year?
Yes.
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah.
How many NFL coaches have had to sit down for a year?
Him.
I think it's one.
Yeah.
He's the guy, isn't
it? Yeah. Yeah. He's the guy. They should sit the Browns coach down. 4-44 the last 3 years, 1-31 the last 2 years. The fans put together a parade. You know, we heard about this thing. Mm-hmm. It actually happened. About 3,000 people, they paraded around the Cleveland Stadium. Basically, the players were mad about this. Like, fans, don't draw attention to it. No, screw you. We pay money.
You're 0-16.
You stink.
You're 1-15,
they
wouldn't have done it.
The coaches stink.
Right.
And I saw one great sign, two people walking together. It was a gal. She said, I'm with stupid. Her shirt said, I'm with stupid. And an arrow pointed to the guy standing next to her, season ticket holder.
Oh, really?
This is kind of funny. And the Browns did a totally Browns thing on their Twitter account. You know, they have the number one pick and the number four pick in the NFL draft this year. So they put up a big picture of a Penn State player, number 26, and it said, is a running back worth the number one overall pick in this modern NFL?
Probably not.
Referring to Saquon Barkley.
Yeah,
probably not.
I don't want him to go to the Browns.
And Saquon Barkley said no.
No, it's not.
He answered.
No.
Yeah.
God, no.
In typical Browns fashion, they had the wrong number 26 of Penn State as the picture.
Oh, because it's one of those kind of,
defense, offense kind of guy.
Okay. Sure. I don't know who the other guy is.
Was he
another black guy?
Yeah, it was like a guy who plays safety, number 26, skin tone a little bit.
There's a racial component. That's wrong.
I mean, the Browns.
You know what Saquon Barkley looks like, you know?
The helmet was not the same. Yeah. I mean, the guy was skinny.
So the Browns wound up drafting that guy.
Right.
Yeah. That'd be funny. Yeah, right, they draft the wrong guy completely. Even say his name.
Saquon Barkley be going like, that's him.
No, y'all take him.
That's Saquon Barkley over there.
That's the guy you want.
That's who you want.
That's hilarious.
And have you seen any of this new big baller brand, this Ballville, there's just this obliviousness. The younger brothers are in Lithuania. The oblivious ball went with them. He's already held him out of a game because one of the governing bodies of this league they're in weren't going to let their reality cameras in. So he said, my boys aren't playing. So he just took them out of the game.
Did you see Steve Kerr went off on ESPN the coverage of LeVar Ball.
Did he? Good.
Because it's not LeVar.
I like Steve Kerr more and more.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. He speaks his mind. He said, "This is you guys." He said, "Why is this? He's the Kardashian of the NBA. We don't need this.
Yeah,
the NBA does not need
it. Doesn't
that.
Need it right
that's the
now.
Thing. They
actually,
don't need it.
They don't.
Seriously. No,
finally,
yeah."
They have the T-shirts, but seriously, Popovich and Kerr for 2020.
Oh, they're great. That'd
be good.
Both of those guys.
They call out the president. They're great.
Now
they live in the—I mean—in a world where there's the races mix.
It's called reality.
Barely.
It's called reality. It's called reality. Right,
yeah, barely call that mix.
Okay, they don't mix with white guys. You mean?
No, I'm just
well, the players mix
just
with
the coaches.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this Big Baller brand, you know, Dan Le Batard did a bit where he ordered some shoes.
Yeah.
Eventually, he got them. They were the wrong shoes.
Uh-huh.
And then TMZ looked into it, apparently, at the Better Business Bureau. They've now given that brand an F rating, 44 reviews, all negative.
Bad sneaks, huh?
One is funny. This company does not offer refunds. I purchased two items and was told there'd be a 1 to 2 week delay. I've been waiting 6 weeks now, and when I asked why it was taking so long, I was called a, quote, small baller. He goes, at this point, I believe they have decided to steal my money. This was just a random review. And then meanwhile, Oblivious Ball has been talking smack about the Lakers coach. That's Luke Walton and his use of Lonzo.
He sat him, his son.
He pulled him in the first and third quarters, and when asked in postgame why he did that.
His dad's talking S.
Quote, his dad was talking S, so I took him out early.
Good. The NBA needs to back him. The Lakers need to back
him. Favorite quote ever.
All right.
From a coach.
We're going to bump Dylan McDermott up 10 minutes, so he'll be right after the break.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.